Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hey there, welcome, welcome, welcome to the next edition of the Mind Body Business Show. My, you picked a wonderful night to tune in because of our guest expert. This young man is going to rock your socks off. It's a good day to be alive. Every day is a good day to be alive. But I'm especially excited because this man brings so much experience and talent to the table. He has a thriving business and a full employee base. You find very few entrepreneurs these days, at least in the circles I walk, that have that kind of established business, a successful business, one that can run literally when the boss man isn't there. And we'll actually touch on that a little bit on this show. But before I bring on this amazing, amazing gentleman, the Mind Body Business Show, what is that all about? Well, in my walk of life, through entrepreneurship, through many events, networking events, reading books, meeting experts, multimillionaires face to face, I started noticing certain patterns developed for those who had actually achieved that level of success that I aspired to achieve. And those were those three things: the mind, which is mindset. You'll hear this time and time again. In fact, if you go look at our past shows, all are available. If you go look at our past shows and listen to those, you will notice the same thing. There's a pattern with every guest I brought on. They're all successful, and every single one of them always, without fail, ultimately talks about mindset and the importance of it and working on it and making a powerful mindset, reprogramming your mind. Another component is body. Now, this one is not that often discussed. I noticed that it is growing a bit, but one of the keys to ultimate success is to take care of your body, and that is by exercise, nutrition, and you know, your mind and body are a team. Your mind and body are your team. And if any team member is not pulling its weight, if you think of a baseball team, football team, any kind of team, then the entire team suffers, doesn't it? And it's no different with your mind and your body. So it's all about becoming an optimum human being. And then there's business, of course. For business, this is what this show is about, is for entrepreneurs, a show by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. And if you are if you've mastered sales, marketing, and systems, building systems in your business, then you're doing very, very good. If you haven't mastered all three, then there's room for improvement. And I'm of the opinion there's always room for improvement in all three areas. And the key for this show is to help you to operate at that peak level of performance every single day, every single night, all the time. That's why I named the company Reach Your Peak. And another amazing tip I was given, it was a gift, many years ago from a mentor, multimillionaire. I was literally in his office. It's a long story. It's on a website you'll see in a moment. He flew me out to his office. I stayed there a couple days. We had some talks in his big, massive corner office. It was amazing. And he said, "Brian, if only people did this one thing, if they only knew, if they just did this one thing, they would all be incredibly rich and successful. Just this one thing." I'm like, "I'm in. Come on, tell me what it is." And he turned around and he walked back to the wall behind him, and there stood a cabinet with a couple of doors and went floor to ceiling, very large cabinet. He looked back as he swings the doors open, and all I could see was shelf after shelf of books on both sides, all the way up, just like you see behind me, all on business and personal development. And he said, if people would just read and read the right books, then they wouldn't have the issues they're having today. And you can't see him, but I can, the guest expert, he's nodding in vehement agreement right now. And with that, what I want to do is segue into something I call a bookmarks section of this show. And what that is I love to listen to Audible. That is my way of reading books. And one great way to read books is when I'm in the car. I have nothing else to do except pay attention to the road, of course, which I do that very well. But what a great time to add productivity to your day when normally you could not do that. And so while I'm driving along and listening to these amazing, incredible books, I have the ability, because of the application, the app on the phone has this little icon that looks like a bookmark. If I hear something I like, and I know I want to go back to it, I just tap it, and instantly it sets a bookmark, and I can go back to it and play it back. And so I said, hey, why not just do this on the show, play a little snippet of a very very high intensity, great value snippet of a book. It's a little, it's about a minute in length. So we're going to switch on over to a session I call Bookmarks.
Bookmarks, born to read. Bookmarks, ready, steady, read. Bookmarks, brought to you by ReachYourPeakLibrary.com.
Yes, ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. You see that over here. Now, please stay with us on the show. If you're watching live, even if you're watching the recording, don't head over there yet. Just take notes. I would highly recommend you take notes, especially when I bring on our guest expert, especially then. ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. What I did was, over the course of time, I began reading a lot of books voraciously. I have over 40 books that I decided to put on this website. They're not every book I've read. They're just the ones that had profound impact in one way or another. It could have been one chapter. It could have been one paragraph, one bookmark that was a game changer. If that was the case, it's in here. And they're for you. They're here for you. You click those links, they go straight to Audible, Amazon, for you to purchase. It's just a service for you. By an entrepreneur, so that you can filter. This is a filter for you. So you can look at these books and start here, and then as you go beyond these, then you can start asking other entrepreneur friends what books they recommend. So it's just a way to save you time in picking up books that may not be, you know, all that. And so what I want to do is jump in to the actual bookmark I've chosen for tonight, and that's from a book called Go for No by Richard Fenton and Andrea Waltz. And in this section, this bookmark, it talks about the importance of, you know, when we're talking about sales, everyone, most of the people I run into, their importance that they set on sales are how many yeses did you get? Well, in this book, it's amazing. He talks about the exact opposite. And what you want to do is go for no's when you're going to sales. And so let's expand on that just a little bit by having the author himself talking about the concept of failure. So listen in, it'll take about a minute, and then we'll bring on our guest expert right afterward. Here we go.
Failure was the halfway mark on the road to success. Not a destination to be avoided, but rather a stepping stone to get what I really wanted. Most people get to the sign marked failure, and they figure they're going in the wrong direction. They turn around and head back home. They think that success must be back the other way, but it's not. It's straight ahead. I read somewhere, he continued on, that great leaders never use the word failure. Instead, they use words like mistake, or glitch, or setback. This is silly. It's counterproductive. The word fail may have four letters in it, but it's not a four-letter word. But when people use cute substitutes, they treat it as if it were. We tried, but we hit a glitch. Give me a break. Just say you failed. What's the big deal? Is that so hard? No wonder everybody on the planet thinks failing is something to be avoided at all costs, because we sugarcoat it and dance around it and talk about it as if it were death.
Yeah, isn't that true? So often, we as human beings, we try to sugarcoat so many things in our lives to make it feel better, when in fact, the very exact opposite thing is what we need to do to give us that virtual kick in the butt to right the ship. We've gotten very soft as a community, in my humble opinion, and we're trying to cover everything with, oh, it's okay, you'll do better next time. The best advice I've ever gotten is when it's direct and right between the eyeballs, and they're telling me, you messed up, let's correct that. And they do it with love. If you do it with love, then you're going to serve somebody much better. And speaking of love, that's what my next guest expert is all about. He's smiling ear to ear. You can't see him right now. I can. He's an amazing guy. And on that note, without further ado, let's bring him on up. Here we go with the guest expert spotlight.
It's time for the guest expert spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
There he is, the man himself. This is Mr. Alex Branning, my man. Real quick, Alex is happily married to his wife. He's also a happily married man. And his wife's name is Kathy, and they have one daughter named Allie. They are foster parents. They are amazing people. These two are amazing and have had five little girls in their home. That's just awesome. He and his family moved to Redding, California last summer and have loved it so far. Alex owns a marketing agency called The Branding Group that serves over 300 clients. Now, this doesn't do it any justice. We're going to get deeper into this because it goes way far deeper than this. You're going to be pretty impressed, as I am, with what Alex has put together. Before we go too deep, real quick, watch this show all the way to the end. If you're watching live, watch it all the way to the end for a chance to win a complimentary stay at a 5-star luxury resort in Mexico. Compliments of powertexting.com. And just be sure to stay on to the end, and we'll tell you how you can enter to win that. Now, without further ado, my man, Alex. This is him right here, right next to me. Hey, how are you doing, Alex? How are things going? Maybe if you don't mind, tell people a little bit about yourself, expand on what I just said, and then let us know, what are you up to these days?
Yeah, thank you so much, Brian. I'm stoked to be here. You know, and it's to describe me is always hard, because then you have to like step out of yourself to describe yourself. But my passion in life is to help family first entrepreneurs make the most of their time and talent by helping them implement technology and marketing that automates their business, gets their message out into the world, and helps them impact as many people as possible. We do that by helping entrepreneurs build new websites, set up marketing systems, implement technology to automate a lot of their business, like what we've done here at The Branding Group, and identify revenue streams that they have not yet tapped into.
And he's built a thriving business around it and has been doing it for quite some time. How long have you been in business again with The Branding Group?
17 years. I started when I was 17. It'll be my 18th anniversary. I will officially have been doing The Branding Group for longer than I have not been doing The Branding Group come December. That'll be 18 years.
So wow, that sounds like a day. That sounds like a celebration time for me.
Yeah, it's going to, yeah. I'm super stoked. I'm very blessed to do what I do. I have a great team of guys around me, guys and gals. We just love what we do, man. We, as you said, we help hundreds of businesses all over the nation grow and thrive.
There you go. New word. I love it.
And I was going to say, that's a new marketing buzzword. We help you grow and thrive.
Yeah. And maybe a new book title, right?
Right. Yeah, that's funny.
Speaking of books, I think I know the answer to this, but would you consider yourself to be an avid reader?
Absolutely.
And
yes.
If so you are. What book are you reading now, or what was the last book you read?
Yeah, so one of the things that I think too many people don't do is reread books that had a big impact on them in the past. And so right now I am rereading two different books. I'm in the middle of Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson, which is awesome. I love the book so much, Brian. I'm actually doing an online book club for free. Entrepreneurs all over the world are jumping in, and starting next Tuesday, or this upcoming Tuesday, we'll be going over one chapter at a time about what we're learning and actually implement it together as a group. So that's going to be fun. And then I'm also rereading a book by a gentleman named Dana Derricks called Dream 100, which was a concept that Chet Holmes mentioned in his book, The Ultimate Sales Machine, which is in the Reach Your Peak library. And Dana dives really deep into creating a system about building your business around Dream 100 and growing your business through power partner relationships, which is really exciting. And I'm tapping into that. So that's a new thing that we'll be doing, focusing on this year, is really tapping into our power partners and figuring out ways that as a team we can grow together.
Fantastic. You're one of the first, you are the first guest expert I've had on that actually brought up the topic of rereading books. And that is, isn't that amazing? It's so true, because, you know, I've read books more than once before, and you just said it, you pick up things differently. It's like, well, wait a minute, I learned more the second time I read it. How is that possible? Did the pages change? Were there words that were modified? What the heck changed? Well, the reality is, it was you, me.
Yeah, we changed.
Person, exactly. Yes. And exactly. So it's amazing how your eyes and ears open up to new things that aren't new, that were there all along, but because you had experienced it once, probably implemented some of the advice through the book, and now because of that, your eyes and ears are open to the next It's amazing how that works. I appreciate you bringing that up because that's very important. That if you find a book that you really love, that really had impact on you, for me that would be like 10x rule. It would be the first one that comes to my head. And that's a game changer. That's a challenging book. It challenges me because then I think, okay, I need to step up my game. This guy's rocking it. Love that. And then your book club, real quick, do you have a way or a name, or is it on Facebook? How can people find that?
Great question. Right now, I didn't know that it was going to be so popular, and so I just made a post on my Facebook page. If you go to my Alex Branning Facebook page, I listed like, hey, I'm doing this book club. If you guys want to take part in it, then here's the link. You can join my group. I thought I'd maybe get like 10 people, and we've got dozens of people. I think it's up to 40, maybe up to 50 now. So if you go to my Alex Branning page, there's a post there with the link. That is as much marketing as I've done on it. I posted it last night, and it just kind of blew up. It took on a life of its own. So that's where you can find that. But I do want to make a note, Ryan, real quick before we move on to the next point.
Yeah.
You hit it on the head, and I think this is what I tell my clients. When we push ourselves to read a new book every week, every month, et cetera, what we're doing is we are training our minds to look for that next thing to learn and do, where a lot of times, Brian, we need to focus on what we already know is the right thing to do and just implement and execute that. Like, for example, with the Expert Secrets, I read that the first time about 15 months ago when he first released it, and it had a huge impact on me, and I realized that it just opened my eyes, as a lot of the good books do, like 10X. It opens your eyes and goes, wow, there's a different way I could be doing this. Well, now, as I'm rereading the book 15 months later, I implemented it to the best of my ability from where I was at when I first read it. Now that I'm implementing it from this new place where I'm at in my business, I'm able to unlock a lot more of what he had in the book. One of the biggest things that my mentor said was reread a good book at least 3 or 4 times. Warren Buffett, in one of the interviews that he did, I believe it was with Fortune Magazine, said that there's a book, and I don't know the name of it, that he reads every single year. It's an investment book that he reads every single year. But why? He's Warren Buffett, man. He's a genius. It's because the book helps him stay grounded to what he knows is working, and it keeps him on a path to success. In the same way, a lot of entrepreneurs, especially when it comes to marketing in the marketing world, I know this for a fact, we always want to try that new thing. But honestly, one of the most effective strategies could be just keep doing the same thing that you know is working. Keep reading the book that you know has you on the right path. Keep executing the strategies that you know is going to work. To belabor the point, I want to share a story about a football team that won a championship and I believe it was Missouri. They had the most boring playbook in the world, Brian. They would just keep running the same play that worked the last time. So if they were able to run the ball and get 5 to 7 yards, they would continue to run the ball down the field every single time until the other team was able to stop them. In the same way in business, we have what we call business skyhooks, right? It's that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar shot that was like unblockable. We have things in our business that are business skyhooks. They just keep working time and time and time again. Don't jump to the next shiny object to try to figure out this new thing that's going to unlock a bigger level for you. Keep doing the same thing and then build on that foundation. Don't throw out what you know is working and go try to find a new thing. Don't throw out the old books that impacted you just because you want to get a new book that you heard about. Reread that old one and go back to it, because you're a different person now. You're a different businessman. You have more skills, more knowledge, more experience. That same book that you read that impacted you a lot last year, it's going to have a whole different effect on you now. I'll get off my soapbox now.
Hey, stay up there as long as you want, my brother. That's gold, because there's one phrase that I've used over and over from a stage. I got it from my mentor. You just encapsulated that phrase perfectly, and that is repetition is the key to mastery. If you want to master anything, it's like practice, right? Michael Jordan, the man practiced. Kobe Bryant, these guys practiced like nobody's business. They would get up at odd hours of the morning. They would do what others wouldn't. And guess what happened? They became two of the greatest players that ever lived in their field. So what are we as entrepreneurs doing to practice? And you just described some fantastic ways to do that is by reading a book when it really has an impact on you, go read it again. And then while you're doing that, jump into another new book because that might be the next one that you repeat. Repetition is the key to mastery, and that is how you master, like business, for instance. You know, how you master your mindset is continue to read those books that are on that topic or continue to go to those seminars and workshops that are on those topics by people that you trust and know that are great in their field. So great, great points. I hope you're all writing notes. We have a lot of people joining. Thank you all for coming on. Please like and share if you're on Facebook. Comment. Dennis Nermella said hi to Alex. Dennis was a past kid. Yeah. He said, what's the topic of your next book you will write?
Unstoppable Business, How to Create an Unstoppable Business Using Marketing and Automation.
Ooh, I love it. I can't wait. Sign me up. Where's the pre-sale link? I want it. And so that's the thing for all you watching and listening. This gentleman sitting over here to my, what would that be, my left, he is a product. He walks the walk. He doesn't just talk the talk. He is 17 years of successful entrepreneur who now has a staff of, is it around 30 or so? Is that what you said it was?
No. My staff is seven.
Seven. That's still a lot. Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, it's something just to manage one when you first do it. But seven staff members, this guy, well, we'll get into that because one of the things I wanted to ask you about, Alex, is you have that mindset that so many would seek to have, a very positive one. Every time I see you, talk to you, even before the show, off the show, it doesn't matter when, and you have stuff going on in your life like everyone else. Recently, you were vacated from your home due to a fire in your area, and that wasn't that long ago, and it upset your life, turned it upside down. You had to do things and be flexible and stay places that you'd never expected. You weren't 100% ready because who's ready for any kind of catastrophe, really? And through all that, I asked you, how are things going? And you were just so positive about it. You said really nothing negative, just told the truth about what happened. So what is it that you do to maintain that positive, productive, and successful mindset? Do you do something on a regular basis to sustain that? Do you have a routine? What is it that makes you who you are, such a positive guy?
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. For me, every single morning I start off with the routine. I read the Bible every single morning. I start off with coffee. It's funny. When I, about 4.5 years ago, I was a lot more stressed out. I was in a place of deep angst, and my life was not what I wanted it to be, Brian. Even though I was successful, we were building websites for Chrysler and Billabong, doing really cool stuff. Wasn't happy. I did not enjoy my life, and I felt trapped. And I was talking to my business coach, and he said, Alex, I want you to write down your ideal day and map out exactly what you want that to look like. Fast forward, use a magic wand if you have to. And I wrote out that I wanted to start my day by waking up at 5 and being able to actually get into the office between 8 and 9. And then in the morning, that's my time of genius. That's when I'm at my best. And so I wanted to do the creative things, the things that really bring out that it's the fun things, the exciting things that I like to do. And then have lunch, hopefully with my wife or with a friend. And then in the afternoon, my mind is slowing down a little bit. I'm more of a morning person. So then I would do coaching calls and appointments and things that don't require me to be at my max mental capacity. Now, at the time when I wrote that down, I was working from the time that I woke up until the time I went to bed. I was stressed out, not making enough money, not doing the things that I needed to grow my business. He started to get me on a routine. He said, starting tomorrow, I want you to stop work at 5 p.m., which to me just seemed impossible because I was working until 8 or 9 every single day. And he said, then next week, I want you to start your morning routine. And I want you to not even think about work, which, again, was very difficult. I want you to not even think about work until 7:30 or 8 in the morning. And then don't start until 8. Even if you have to just sit at your desk and read, don't start until 8, even if you need to be at the office. And so what he was doing was he was helping me retrain my mind and my habits so that I became a happier, more fulfilled, healthier human. And that has stuck with me. And now today, my life is that I wake up at 5. I don't start my work day until 8 or 9. I get to take my daughter to school. I get to have breakfast with my wife. And I'm able to create the life that I wanted. But it started with a really solid morning routine of devotionals. I like having coffee in the morning. I like doing, I believe in affirmations. And so I'll say affirmations. And then just hanging out with my family puts me in a good mood. So that's what I do every single day to keep my mind right, stay centered, and just, you know, be ready to take on the day. Because as you said, we all have challenges and difficulties, you know, with the team, with clients. I'm dealing with people. And people, as much as I love them and as much as we get along, there are times of difficulty and there's mistakes that we make. I make mistakes in my team. And so we handle it and I have to put on a happy face. And sometimes, you know, get reminded by the clients that we made a mistake. And, but we get through it. And, you know, like with the evacuation, there are some things that are outside of our control, Brian. And so I have to, you know, look at a situation and go, okay, is this something that I could have fixed? When it came to the fire and us having to evacuate, leave, you know, go down to Southern California and be displaced, have to house surf. And, you know, it was just a really difficult time, you know, I couldn't control it. So I had to kind of go with the flow. It was really hard to be positive during some of those moments, but, you know, knowing the important things that my family was safe, you know, no matter what happened to all of our possessions, you know, we still had each other and we still had all of our friends and family around us. It helped. So, yeah, so that's how I keep a positive mindset.
That's, I hope everyone else was taking notes. I'm the host of the show doing a lot of things all at once. And I'm taking notes. You better believe it. That's why I love taking the camera off myself, because then I can start writing like a madman. So, wow. One of the things, there's several things I'd like to really highlight on that. And that is, first of all, the reason you began a routine was because you had a business coach. And that is a very, very important point, because the most successful people on the planet did not get there by themselves. Tiger Woods, one of the greatest golfers of all time. He has coaches, more than one. Alex Branning, one of the greatest businessmen of all time. He has a coach, at least one, and mentors. There's a common theme, again, and that's what I love to point out on this show when we do this show, are these different artifacts. The fact that your coach told you to start a routine. Wow, I have heard that so many times, read it so many times, and, you know, those things that's like, well, that includes, that requires discipline on my part. Like, man, I wanted to become an entrepreneur so I didn't have to schedule anything. And now I'm learning, you know, this is back in the day, now I'm learning I must have a schedule if I want to be successful. Like, wait a minute, this is opposite. The cool thing, though, let's reframe this. Who gets to plan that schedule?
Yeah.
You do, exactly. So the freedom is still there. You just did it. You just said how you defined your life, and you are now happier because you had the ability to do so. It's very scheduled, regimented to some, but necessary for you to live a happy life, to balance the family and the business and the clients and even your employees. You got to have time for Alex to unwind, to do some, you know, to get into the word. Get your coffee going. Affirmations, start off on a positive note. See, I wrote notes. I did a good job. I love the part about don't even think about your business until you start.
That's still something I struggle with.
That had to be hard.
Yeah, it's even to this day, you know, it's something that I struggle with, because, you know, in the morning after I sit there in my coffee, I'll hop on Facebook, you know, and I'll have messages from people who are reaching out to me. And, you know what I mean? So it's hard to like get out of that. So what I did was, and I'm glad that you brought that up. One of the things that I had to learn was that I am 100% a father. I am 100% a husband. These are not compartments of my life. And I am 100% a business owner. And so during different moments, I have to be fully present with what my responsibility is in that moment. And so there are times in the morning when I'm by myself, my family's not downstairs. When, even though it's not technically 8, I haven't started yet, I am a business owner. I have people approaching me with advice, opportunities, etc. And so I have allowed myself to kind of wear that hat. But For a long time, I would not let myself even try to think. I'd be like, no, can't think about business. It's not eight yet, you know, but it did help me, you know, the really extreme plan that, you know, that was given to me. It helped me recalibrate my mind and also take note of how often I was thinking about my business. I mean, it completely enveloped my entire life. I was obsessed every moment of every day with my business. And that is just not healthy if I want to also have a healthy family life, healthy relationships outside of my family. It wasn't healthy for me to be always thinking about business. I was completely putting everything else to the side. So it was really good that he called me out on that and gave me the tools to figure out how to stop, you know, letting that control my life. And his tool was a regimen where I had to put the business to the side, you know. So lesson learned.
Excellent. I've been through almost identical lesson. Same thing. I get up from the second I got out of bed and my feet hit the ground, I'm on. It's game time and it's business time. And till way too late at night, often was at the detriment of spending time with my family to the point where it did put a strain on my marriage. I mean, being transparent, that was years ago. And thankfully, my wife confronted me about it. And I was, well, okay, you're right. I got really stupid about it, to be honest. Stupid. Because it was, the thing is, though, now, even though I'm more disciplined in doing that, just like you're doing it, is I still want to. I just want to because I love it. I just want to. It's when I get up, the first thing I think of is business related because I like it. It's not work. It's right. Fun. You know, not every day is perfect and every day is glorious and every second of every day is fun. But overall, I love it. And it's hard to turn that off. I was wondering how you did that. That's like, even in the beginning, that would be very, very difficult for most entrepreneurs.
Yeah, and there's some points. I mean, there's guys that are out there like Grant Cardone, Gary Vee. I absolutely love them, think they're brilliant, but they teach, you know, be obsessed or be average. You know, in that book, he talks about the exact mentality that I had to walk away from. You know, be obsessed about your business morning, noon, yes, night, when you're sleeping, when you're eating, like constantly thinking about it, being about it, taking action about it. That doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. I'm not saying it's wrong, because we all are wired differently. That does not work for me. It created very unhealthy habits.
Yeah, I think it's and all of it you can tailor to meet your life. So when 8 o'clock hits, be obsessed. Until 5 o'clock. And when 5 o'clock's over, now you're obsessed on your family.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. So I think you can stay obsessed. It's just you switch gears on what your focus is being obsessed on. But good point. I agree with you 100%. There's got to be a balance.
And the more I regimented and the smaller amount of time I gave myself to get work done, the more I was actually able to get done because I needed to put in some productivity hacks into my life to increase my productivity since my hours were dwindled. And now I get done more in an 8-hour day than I ever was getting done before in my 14-hour days.
Wow. So, write that down, everyone listening and watching, because it is so true. Yeah. If you schedule a window and you stick to it and say, I'm done at this time, and you look at your to-do list, you will get it done.
Yep.
You may even exceed that to-do list on occasion because it changes your programming, your wiring in your brain, and it adds that be obsessed type mentality to say, I got to get this done. I'm just going after it. I'm going to do everything in my power, and I'm going to finish this bad boy by quitting time.
I set a timer on my phone for different tasks that I have to do. I only give myself, like, for example, 10 minutes to write, you know, a sales letter or, you know, whatever's on my plate. I time myself.
Wow. You know, that would be a fantastic thing if you're open to doing that, is to share that as like an ebook or resource, because I think that so many people could use something like that to help them be more disciplined in how they go about business. Because if you do that, then you're not being distracted by a new Facebook post or message that came in on your phone.
Right.
Right.
Or you're a text. Completely 100% focused on that task because you have to get it done the next 5 minutes.
Yeah. So it's, I think it's Itzler. What's his first name? He, doggone it. Living with the Seals, Living with the Seal, and now Living with the Monks. Itzler is his last name. He was talking about that very thing, and he says it's all about unitasking.
Nice.
So And that's what he was, that's what he learned. His takeaway from living with monks for, it was a couple of weeks, was that they were incredibly focused on the task at hand, and they loved doing every task. And it was, some of them were menial, like washing, scrubbing the floors, hands and knees. He said, but they went at it with passion and fervor, and they finished quickly, and it was spotless when they were done, because they had no outside things coming in, just like you're describing. So interesting, you know, you kind of, you could resemble a monk right now.
Yeah, I know. I got the hint for it.
The funny thing is, he actually shaved his head thinking that's what they would look like, and he went there and they had full hair, beards. It was a different community. It's a great book. I recommend that. I don't think I've put that in the library yet. It'll be up there soon. I've got two more to add to it. And there was one other point that you mentioned about when a client might say, hey, man, you messed up, and your reaction just now when you said that just a little moment ago was, yeah, you know, I messed up. Let's go fix that.
Yeah.
I mean, so many people would just argue with that and say, well, no, we did everything we could. It's you that messed up. But that's called being at cause. And that's a huge trait to have to be successful as well, is the more at cause you can be, instead of being at the excuse or the effect where you're always pointing fingers and saying, well, but so-and-so did this. Well, how could you have made it better? If there's some way, somehow, possibly, that you could have been responsible in any tiny way for that situation, then own it. It doesn't mean you're at fault. It's not your fault, but could you be responsible in some way? And that's, you just epitomize that with the way you just ran through that scenario. So I knew it was going to be gold, man. It's every sentence you're speaking, I hope people are writing notes feverishly. So it takes many skills to be successful as an entrepreneur. And I know there's more than just a few. But if you were to quantify it, and if you were to break it down to just three, if you were just to think of three, what are the top three skills needed to be a successful entrepreneur?
Discipline, grit, and communication. Discipline to stay on the path, like the gentleman said in bookmarks earlier, you know, acknowledging when you fail. You got to have the grit to push through that, go towards the goal. And then communication is so key. I don't care what business you're in. It is so important to not only communicate with your clients, but also your team, and communicate with yourself. One of the things that I had to learn how to do was take notes and give myself reminders and write things down so that I would remember to do them later. And when I first started doing that, my note-taking and my own organization was terrible. And it was all about me communicating to myself exactly what I needed to do or what was what I needed to hit up later. So discipline, great communication.
I love it. So you're actually giving yourself feedback by communicating with yourself.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things, I mean, you mentioned it earlier about practice. You know, one of the things that I do is I'm not an athlete, but I do look at myself as a professional entrepreneur. And so to stay a professional entrepreneur and not have to sink back down to amateur status, I practice. You know, I practice my webinars, I practice my sales pitches, you know, I practice. And then I go back through it and I listen. So if it's a video, I go back through it. If I have a podcast that people can listen to, you know, search for Alex Branding on any of your podcast platforms. When I do a podcast, sometimes I'll record it and go, no, that wasn't good. I'll delete it, redo it. So it's really important to me that everything I put out there is up to the same level of excellence that I would want if I was paying for it, you know, even the free stuff that I do. So I practice my webinars, I practice my podcast episodes. And if it's not good enough, then, you know, I delete it and start over again. I think a lot of problems could be avoided if we just stopped winging it as entrepreneurs and, you know, really looked at each task as, is this effort going to put me in a positive light? Is this deliverable going to be the first impression that people see of me? And if that is the first impression that people see, would I change anything about it? You know, whether it's a blog post, a social media post, you know, a Facebook cover photo. I mean, when people land on your brand, you have no control over what they have seen prior to that, whether it's a webinar, a Facebook page, et cetera. So you need to make sure that it matches the level of excellence that you're putting out there and the other things that you consider your core deliverables.
Very refreshing to hear you say how much you practice, how much you prepare. And it seems to be a common thread of the entrepreneurs I have coming on this show. The unfortunate thing is not all entrepreneurs practicing. And yeah. I remember, even speaking from stage, I spoke from stage for several years, for a couple years on my mentor stage, Mel Cutler, and then I've done a few of my own events, and I had my living room set up as a stage. I had box lights out there. I had my products set up on a table exactly where it would be if I was in the room. I had microphone. I had the speakers, just the same speakers I use at the events. And then I filmed it, same thing. And it took a long time to settle that up, but it puts you in that zone so that when you go do it another time, there's very little different. And when there's very little different, there's nothing to mess you up or trip you up, which not much does anymore to me, but I still like to make it as high quality as possible, like you were saying, and then say, not only did I record it for myself and watch it again, but I also sent it to my mentor and said, hey, let me know what I can fix. And we can take it one step farther. Awesome stuff. My goodness, 6:12 now. All right, we have a few minutes left. So we have lots of ideas as we go through our entrepreneurial life. entrepreneurs, that's what we do. We come up with ideas, very creative. It's the shiny object syndrome, or it's squirrel, taking our attention somewhere else. And when we find an idea that we have a pretty good idea ourselves is going to go somewhere, then, we might stick with it a little bit longer. And for you, Alex, I know you're always out there testing new ideas, testing new ways about even posting on Instagram, for instance. How long, let's say it's something you're sure that's going to be good, but, there's this fine line. How long do you normally stick with an idea before you actually give up? Because I think oftentimes too many entrepreneurs give up too soon.
Yeah.
And don't give it enough time to gestate and figure out if it's going to work before it has that chance. How long do you do that?
That's a great question. It really depends on what I think the gold pot could be at the end of the rainbow. So, for example, about probably 4 years ago, I came up with an idea for what we called the AV Advertising Alliance, where we had businesses that offered a product on one side, businesses that offered a service on another, and then we combined marketing efforts so that they would both split the leads. I didn't describe it very well, but long story short, it was a complete flop. But I committed to those business owners that we would keep doing it for 90 days. It was a flop for the branding group because we were losing money, but it was great for the businesses. But that led me to my best idea, which is the giveaway funnel system, which has been a six-figure product for us almost every single year since we launched it 3 years ago. So you just have to see the idea through. And other times you can see pretty darn right away that it's not going to work out. I mean, we're able to identify within about 30 days whether or not we have something that's going to work. And it's not about the revenue numbers. Because sometimes you can make revenue, but it's going to cost you a lot to deliver the product. Sometimes it's about the potential. And so there's little golden streams that we find in the data that tell us whether or not we're on the right track. It really depends on the idea and the market. But for me, I would say a minimum amount of time to pursue at least a marketing campaign would be 30 days. And that's the world I live in. So different products have different shelf lives depending on the industry you're in. So it's hard to give a blanket answer to that. But for marketing campaigns, if you have not given it a month, you don't know whether or not it's going to work.
And I would venture to guess that most entrepreneurs don't give anything a month. Most.
No.
And that's part of the problem is, they'll post something. Oh, that didn't work. They'll give up. Right?
When I hear that, for example, when I hear, Facebook doesn't work for me, I can tell you right away that they have not let a post go for more than a week.
Yes. And it's the one and done, right? It's like they send out an email blast to their list of however many they have, 500,000. I didn't get any responses, so that didn't work. Like, well, did you try texting? Did you try messaging them on Facebook personally, did you try, you know, that doesn't mean the idea isn't good. It's just that your message is, and did you try recrafting your message? So many things. Subject line, there's so many tweaks that can be made to it. If the idea is a good one, I like that. I think that's a great rule of thumb to follow, Alex, is at least 30 days. And no matter what your niche is or genre, at least 30 days. And that doesn't mean send it out today, wait 30 days, and they go, nothing happened. It means work it for 30 days. Work it each and every day. Find tweaks. Test different angles. Call Alex and say, how do I do this better? I want to join up with you and take your services on because this is too hard. I want to market, and I want to be successful at it, and I know you can do that. So, Alex, you help me out, please. That would be the best way to do it. Why, you know, don't reinvent the wheel if you don't have to. If you have a resource, then just pick up the phone or tap on the keyboard and connect with them. And when you said earlier your Facebook page, was that your profile or your business page that you're doing the book club?
Good question. It was on my business page.
And what's the name of that so people know how to find it?
Just Alex Branning. That's where I have my podcasts and I do my other fun contests and promotions.
Okay.
So just go to Facebook, look up Alex Branning, and you'll see my business page. I am sitting like this on a table.
I remember that picture. I like that picture. That's a cool picture. It's really captivating. Yeah. Yeah, we got time for two more, baby. Two more. Okay. Yeah. This will be a good one from a marketing guy. You're successful at marketing. That's your business. That's what you do. You do it for other clients. How do you go about marketing your business, the branding group, and what would you say is just your most successful form of marketing? You don't need to go into every aspect, but what would be what would you call lately, because I know that could change, your most successful form of marketing to date?
Well, there is no marketing like serving your audience without any expectations of a return. So our best marketing is educational marketing, where we teach people what's going on, how to avoid pitfalls, and how to use the latest technology or strategies for their business. So we continue to serve, provide free training. We give insight. We offer free strategy sessions to help businesses overcome obstacles in their business. And that is by far our best marketing ideas that we've come up with. For us, how do we come up with new ideas? We look at holes in the market. We look at common questions we're getting from prospects and clients. And we go, okay, we see a need. Where people have a common question, we need to go out and answer it, provide a solution, let people know what's going on or what to avoid, and then let the audience reach out to us and say, hey, we'd love to work with you on this item. So we always give a call to action at the end of our trainings and webinars if they want to learn more or work with us. But, you know, it's all about we give, you know, 95, 98% of the time. We do an ask at the end, but we let our education, our knowledge, and our results speak for themselves. And when the time is right for someone to reach out to us and start working, then awesome. Until then, we'll serve. As an example, you know, one of the people that just reached out and hired the branding group has been following me, emailing me with questions, you know, and set up, I think, probably a strategy call a year for the past 3 years, and just now hired us. And we're just completely renovating his business, and he's seeing, you know, some incredible results after just a couple of months. So, but we got that relationship by serving.
So you're telling me you don't like go out and say add friend, and as soon as they friend you, you say, hey, go buy my stuff, here's my link,
or add me to the group. Yeah
exactly. Yeah, my goodness. Thank you. That's you're a breath of fresh air, you and your entire business, your company, because serving, that's where it's at. What kind of platforms do you utilize for that? I know there's Facebook, email. Do you have others that you utilize that help get the word out?
That's a great question. So we are getting really, really excited right now, Brian, about all the different things we're seeing with messenger marketing, specifically in relation to bots. And so that's something that we'll be doing a lot more of. So that's really exciting. I could talk all day about that because I'm super stoked about it. But we use Facebook, Instagram, Google AdWords. Those are primarily how we get our clients. But we also have one of the things that we do, and we're so proud of it, is we have a really strong referral network. In my podcast, I talk about having three legs of referrals in your business. You have your allies, which are your power partners, where you send clients back and forth. You have your ambassadors. Those are the people that just love you, want you to succeed, and know you're going to help their friends, and so they connect to you. And you have your affiliates, and the affiliates are the ones that go and connect you with clients because they know you're going to give them a reward or an incentive. Like, we pay our affiliates really well. And so for us, a ton of our business comes from our affiliates and our power partners. And the reason why we get so many referrals, we get almost a referral a day. The reason why we get so many of them is because we serve our affiliates to the highest level. We empower them with exactly how we can help people of different industries. And we are continually putting out our best stuff, and we use it first for our affiliates and to serve them.
I wish there were more of you, but there aren't. So everyone watching, you have to connect with him directly. More than one referral a day is coming in now, Alex. Good, good. Amazing stuff. Okay, there's going to be one more question that I need to ask. And this is a question I ask every guest expert that's been on. And it's a big one. And if you need to take time to think about it, that's absolutely okay. Dead air time is fine with me if you just need time to ponder it. I know it's getting built up pretty good here.
What's going on?
I want to let you off the hook, though, and let you know, Alex, that there is no such thing as a wrong answer to this question that's coming up, because that answer is only your answer. It can only be your answer. It can be no one else's. It has to come from you. And it's just amazing to me that thus far, I lost count how many shows we've done thus far. We're right around 10 or so. There have not been two people say the same thing, which is really cool. I love that. And that's why I love bringing this question up for every show that we do. Before we get there, though, this is that time for all of you people that have been waiting and wondering, when is he going to tell us how to win that trip to Mexico, the 5-star luxury resort in Mexico, compliments of my buddy Jason Nass' company called PowerTexting.com. Well, that time is now. So I'm going to put up on the screen for those of you watching the exact way to enter to see if you win that trip. One way is go to reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. And just be sure vacation is all lowercase when you type that in. The rest doesn't matter. Or if it's easier for you, you can do this right now while you have your phone in your hand, is text the word peak, that's P-E-A-K, to 661-535-1624. Again, reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation or text the word peak to 661-535-1624. And thank you for the likes and loves as we were talking about that one. Appreciate that. And so I will monitor as those come in. And then I want to give Alex a moment here to ponder this most important question he's ever been asked in his life. I'm having a little fun with him now. But in all seriousness, let's just pull this back, comedy aside. I'm truly, truly curious, and I know our listeners and watchers are as well. So for you, Alex Branning, and you only, built it up and then I fumbled it. So we'll go to another topic for a moment. No, I'm kidding. People are going, come on, ask it already. Alex, how do you define success?
Being able to, I think, live the kind of life that, for me, success is living the kind of life that I feel God has called me to. It's not a money thing. There's really no business, way to rate that. I think for me to live a successful life is to do what I feel like God's calling me. And right now I feel like God's calling me to be the best husband and father that I can be, as well as serve as many people as I can with the skills that he's given me. The skills are specifically marketing and leadership and coaching. And so, successful life for me is doing what I feel he's called me to do and doing it with excellence. I look at the parable of the servants that were given talents. One was given 5, one was given 10, the other was given 1. The one with 1 held on to it, buried it deep, dug it into a hole. The one with five invested in was able to double the investment. The one with 10 invested it as well and was able to double the return. And I look at all the gifts that God's given me and I go, am I investing this? Am I spreading it out so that I will be able to get double the return on what I've been given?
I can say nothing to that other than beautiful. One thing that is common among everyone that I've asked that question, and it was common with you as well, is it wasn't about money. It's interesting that entrepreneurs who are at that level of success, that is not the first thing on their radar. Those that haven't achieved success oftentimes will go to that first and say, well, when I made my first million. But those that have achieved success that are there, you know, you got there by serving others, not by saying, I want more money, I need more money. Is money important? Yes, yes. So please don't take this wrong. It's very important because the more money people like Alex can make, then the more people he can serve. Now he can scale his business, bring on even more employees, and spread his business farther and serve more and actually answer the calling that he's been given to serve more, in addition to being a phenomenal husband and father, as I know he is. And he carves out moments in his days, particularly, specifically for them, because it's that important to him. And again, that was your answer and yours alone, and it was an amazing one, as they all are. This one, yeah, to serve others and doing it, this is the other part, not just serve others, but doing it with excellence. I love that additional caveat to it because, yeah, it is one thing to serve others, but what about just putting everything you got into it to give them the best you that you can give them? And that's what Alex Branding does. And this is the leader of the company, Branding Group. So can you imagine the culture of those employees and people that work with them? Maybe he has some VAs coming in and out. And the clients that come on, they get to be exposed to this kind of mission, this kind of culture, this kind of purpose. All the times, people buy from people. They don't buy products or services. They're buying you, Alex Branding. They're buying you, what you stand for, your concepts. Yes, your talent, of course, and everything you bring to the table. But when it comes down to it, they're buying you. Yeah. And there's a good you right now for them to buy. And thank so you. For everyone watching, if you need any help in marketing, website creation, this guy, call him, talk to him. He will tell you if he can help you. Odds are if it's anywhere in the marketing realm, the answer will be yes. You may have to get in line now because his phone's going to ring off the hook. But amazing, amazing answer. And I can't rate them and say one's better than another. I'll tell you after the show's over, okay? Because that was up there. And so many nuggets throughout discipline, grit, and communication. The three, I mean, you said it without hesitation. That's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. You know, he's practiced. It's obvious. It's so obvious this man has practiced. Practice every part of his craft, practice his personal life to the point where he didn't know that question was coming. He didn't know that I was going to ask him the three keys to being a successful entrepreneur. And did you notice? Just like that. Oh, discipline, grit, communication. And then he expanded on each three. And so that is also the culture he's built within his company. And that's the culture you get when you bring him on to help you. And you now see he's there to serve you. He will over-deliver. And if something messes up, he will be at cause and say, let's fix it. We're all human. We make mistakes, and that's okay. But the beautiful thing is the way you react to it, the way you did personally, Alex. So I appreciate you. Let's go. What is the absolute best way to connect with you?
So there's two ways that they can do it. I actually have some cool bonuses for people that are on the call right now. Yeah. If they go to alexbranding.com/reach, I believe is where we put it. Alexbranding.com/reach. We got some cool bonuses talking about some of the things that we've mentioned here on the show. But the best way to get a hold of me is to go to alexbranning.com. My name, Alex, and last name, Branning, B-R-A-N-N-I-N-G. There you can subscribe to my podcast, check out my YouTube channel, connect with me on Facebook. Yep, there it is. We're in the middle of redoing it. You can actually see the whiteboard. I moved it out of the way right before we talked. It's right behind where I'm sitting. The new alexbranning.com is being created. It's not ready yet, though. So The site's still beautiful. I'm still proud of it, but we are in the middle of a significant upgrade. But that is the best way to get a hold of me, is to go and go to alexbrand.com and connect with me there.
And then Reach, would that be Connect With Me, the link on the far right?
Yeah, Connect With Me, yep.
Okay. So I typed it in, so it's /contact. Cool. So it's alexbrand.com/contact. And look at that. You got it all right there. Phone number. Call or text him. Get on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn. Yep. You might be able to get a hold of him. He gives you just, you know, a couple ways. I'm kidding. Yes.
I try to make myself very available. I found that people only want to hire people that they feel like they can rely on and that they can get a hold of. And so a lot of marketing agencies, not naming names, they're very difficult to get a hold of or get a call back. And I have been determined since I started the branding group to make it easy to get a hold of me. So that's what we're doing.
Another lesson learned. See how others do it the way you don't want to, and don't model that and make it the opposite and better. Oh my goodness. Alex, I knew this would be an awesome show. It's exceeded my expectations, honestly, even though my expectations were already very high. I kid you not. This has been amazing. I thank you for coming on and spending this hour with us, and for our listeners and viewers, I want to thank you as well for coming on and watching the live stream and everyone watching the recording afterward. I'm looking forward to doing this again. And on that note, we do have another show. We do this every week, and we'll have to have Alex back at a future date. But we'll be back again Thursday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, just like we were today at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, right here Thursday on Facebook, on Periscope. We're on 6 different platforms, so I'm not going to name them all here. You'll be able to find us. And if you want to get a notification, just be given a reminder. You can text us the word notify to that same number that I had up earlier, which I'll bring that up. It's just text notify to 661-535-1624, and you will just get a reminder, single reminder, 10 minutes prior to the show with a link to the show. And you can get off of that list at any time. And we only use that solely for announcing the show, nothing else. We're not going to be marketing to you and selling you things. So thank you once again, Alex. Fantastic show.
Brian, thank you for having me, man. It was fun. I got some sun coming in right now.
I see that.
I was going to get up and close the blinds, but yeah, it was awesome, man. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Brian. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you got it. And that's just a spotlight showing you the way you should be shown, man. You are the spotlight of the show. All right. Thanks, all. We'll see you again next time. Be blessed for now. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.